Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're blasting off with the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending October 11th, 2014. For the fourth consecutive week, the women hold all the cards. You won't hear any guys singing today. Let's open in fifth place where Jessie J, Ariana Grande, and Nicki Minaj sink two slots with Bang Bang. Jessie deals with health issues. I'll have details after the song. J, Ariana Grande, and Nicki Minaj are right back where they were 2 weeks ago, in fifth place, as Bang Bang loses two slots. Jessie has a hereditary heart defect and suffered a small stroke at 18. Now, 8 years later, she says she still experiences palpitations and has to watch her diet and lifestyle. Rebounding a notch to fourth place are Iggy Azalea and Rita Ora with Black Widow. A fellow star helped write this song. Details are coming up. I'm gonna love you until you hate me. Iggy Azalea and Rita Ora regain a notch in fourth place with Black Widow. Co-writing the song is none other than Katy Perry. Katy was also going to sing it, but she couldn't find time in her busy schedule, hence the presence of Rita Ora. Also rising a slot this week is Nicki Minaj, back in third place with Anaconda. Another rapper did this track first. Stick around, I'll tell you more. Nicki Minaj recovers a slot to third place with Anaconda from her upcoming album, The Pink Print. Missy Elliott originally recorded this song in 2012, but decided to shelve it. Nicki pounced, and here she is with another hit. In case you hadn't heard, the video for Anaconda grabbed 19.6 million views in its first 24 hours on Vevo. And that breaks Miley Cyrus's old record of 19.3 million for We Can't Stop. Holding on in second place is Taylor Swift with Shake It Off. In case you've been waiting, Taylor just launched a new fragrance. Stay with me for more. 'Cause the players gonna play, 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 and the haters gonna hate, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it off, I shake it off. Heartbreakers gonna break, 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 and the fakers gonna fake, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Taylor Swift again occupies the runner-up slot with Shake It Off. While you're shaking, you can also smell good because Taylor just released her fourth signature fragrance titled Incredible Things. It hit the U.S. market on October 1st. Well, the incredible Meghan Trainor stretches her championship run to 4 weeks with All About That Bass. Meghan and music have been together for many years. Hold on for more.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass.
Meghan Trainor is your Hot 100 champ for a fourth week with All About That Bass. 20-year-old Meghan has been writing songs since she was 11. Her parents even built her a recording studio where she worked on songs between attending music festivals. Obviously, all that hard work has paid off. Can Meghan make it 5 weeks at number one? Will we ever see another man in the mix? We'll come back next week for all the answers. And thank you for dropping by today. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.